This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep, number one in Division number one, and getting ready for the playoffs this week. Coach St. Pierre, welcome.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back on again.
Well, you guys are coming off a win last week, setting up the 8-0 regular season, and congratulations on that as well. Let me just have you comment on that. 8-0 regular season, a perfect regular season for you, if you will, record-wise.
Yeah, I don't want to minimize it. I mean, the kids deserve credit for that. We play a very difficult schedule, and to go 8-0 in the regular season is certainly an accomplishment. But at the same time, I think the kids realize that there are bigger goals at play here. And we want to recognize it, but we've already moved on from it. We know the playoffs start. It's not quite November, but it'll be November by the time we play Friday, and they know what that means. So I think we keep it in its proper place, but I am proud of them. We've persevered through some tough injuries, some tough situations, and still are, but a lot to look forward to.
Brian, I was impressed by looking at the results from Friday night in the sense that you won 34-6 over BC High. Now, you guys are coming off a huge win the week before against CM, make no mistake about it, and you're playing on the road, and BC's a good team, and so I guess let me have you summarize what your take was out of Friday's win at BC High, or Saturday's win, excuse me, yeah.
Yeah, I was proud of them. It was a very warm day, unseasonably so that added to it. But I thought our conditioning, our strength and conditioning, really wore them down. They got tired, and we kind of kept pushing forward. And that was kind of a microcosm of the game. It wasn't beautiful by any stretch. I thought defensively we were very, very strong. Offensively, we ran the ball really well. I'd like to see a little bit more production out of our pass game, but 34-6 on the road against a 5-2 team who's ranked in the top 15 in the state Catholic Conference opponent. That's a pretty good result, especially given, like you said, to your point, the result from last week against CM and how physical and emotional that game is. I was proud of the kids for how they handled it.
Well, I want you to break down a couple of areas of your team and where you're at right now or where you think you're at. Not so much specifically about last Saturday's game, but where are you right now in the area of defense? Obviously, it seems to me that's been a number one priority, well, top priority of yours, but also it's paying off, it appears.
Yeah, I think going into the year, we felt good about our front seven, and they've done nothing to dissuade us from that opinion. I think it's a very physical, very tough front seven. I think Mason McSweeney at defensive end, he also plays tight end for us. He's got to be the Catholic Conference MVP defensively. I mean, he's been as good as you could possibly ask for at a defensive end position. He's a great pass rusher. He's great against the run. He's extremely tough. I mean, he doesn't come off the field. And he's kind of really been our linchpin defensively, but our linebackers have been really good. Marquise Avery, Matt Callahan, John DeGittis, Jackson Tucker was having a great year. We lost him for the season, unfortunately, a couple weeks back. And Nick Shibley has stepped in and really done a great job. So I've been very happy with them. The secondary has been a work in progress. A lot of youth back there, new guys, and they've kind of each week gotten a little bit better. And we need that, ascension to continue for us defensively. But very pleased with that. And especially the front seven, like I said, and I just think Mason McSweeney deserves a shout-out because he's been as good a defensive player as he's been in the state.
All right, I want the big look on the offense, too, because I think if you were to – I mean, I'm guessing that if you were to look at how your offense would be performing from August to now, I mean, a lot more run than maybe you might have been expecting, but that's not a bad thing either.
No, I mean, we kind of – every year you take you take the temperature of the team and what are we going to be. And we're a balanced offense, and I think when we're in games and games are still competitive, we're pretty balanced. But we have skewed a little run heavy lately. We're kind of built that way right now. Not that we can't throw it, but once we get up on you with our defense, I think it's very hard to combat that when we can chew clock and have long drives and then put a fresh defense out there to stop them after a score. So it's been a good formula for us so far.
All right, the other piece to the puzzle is special teams. Well, share with me your take on your special teams this year.
Solid. Last year we were explosive. We had about 9 or 10 return touchdowns in special teams. But we've consistently changed field position this year, which is huge. specifically, I think Gavin Gold, who's our third receiver, has done a tremendous job as our punt returner. He has consistently fielded punts and got us a 10, 12-yard return, which is huge. I always stress to the guys, a punt return is the first offensive play of a drive, and if you can get us a first down, it's that much easier for our offense. And he's done a great job as the unit blocking for him. But I just think we've been solid, and I think our kick coverage has been outstanding. Each week it just continues to get better, and you love to see that because it's younger guys some in some spots, and then it's some backups who are close to playing but not playing a ton on offense and defense, and that's how they make their impact on the game, and they've fully bought in, and I think our special team has been very strong. Langdon Laws, our kicker, has done a great job, place kicker. And Jack Hayes, when he's had the punt, which hasn't been often, which is a good thing, he's done a solid job for us.
All right, so it's Leominster Friday night, first game of the tournament, 6 p.m. at St. John's Prep. Obviously, you're the top team. They're the last team to get into the playoffs, 4-4. Just for some context for our North Shore listeners, they've lost to Peabody. They lost to St. John's of Shrewsbury, a team that you beat earlier this year at home. And so tell me about how you see this Leominster matchup.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. Just gathering film now. We just exchanged film. The first blush, looking at them, they got some size up front. And the quarterback's pretty dynamic, dude. He's a run-pass threat. It's a storied program. They have a great history, great tradition, so we expect a battle. But, you know, as you've heard me say many times, we're just turning the focus inward to us and what we need to do to take another step from last week and try to keep the train going here on the track. And I think it's an exciting time for our guys. It's November now. It's playoffs. It's the games they want to play in. And we've had a bunch already, but the stakes are higher, and they understand one bad night and you go home. So I think the urgency will be there.
Just for our listeners, we're talking to Coach St. Pierre first thing on Monday morning. So if you're listening to this just prior to the game later in the week, yeah, he's got the film early, not waiting around to get this film from Leominster. But, you know, Brian, I want to let me just circle back to almost the way you started it, or we started it. I think if you look at what you guys have accomplished this year, where you came from, what the uncertainties, if you will, of the 2023 season, adversities you guys have faced, this is an incredible first 8 games for you guys in context, putting it all together.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful. You want to keep it, you know, where it is. But to your point, yeah, I agree with you. They've accomplished a lot in terms of each week just taking that week and trying to go 1-0 and win that week and be the better team. And our kids work extremely hard. They're dedicated in the weight room, and they're working out 3 times a week right now, 6:30 in the morning. I don't know how many high school guys are doing that. Maybe they are, but I know our guys commit to it. And, it's a big part of our success. Our camaraderie, our chemistry as a team. We don't have a lot of stars. Anybody that's seen us play know that. We got a lot of really good, tough, hard-nosed football players that buy in and compete. And it's a joy to coach them. I know my staff and I have really enjoyed being around this group, as we have prior groups. But this one's its own animal. Every one of them's different. But to date, they've done everything that we've asked them to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. Your description of this team is right on, as far as I can tell. Yeah, absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Great luck to you and the team on Friday night, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for all you guys do for high school sports, football, and our program specifically.
Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.